Foxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic soul. Tonight, TV One's Unsung. He has had great hits like Wild Wild West, How You Like Me Now, Get Paid, Pump the Fist, and all that. He spits the lyrics. He puts some of the newer rappers to shame. Seriously, I'm talking about Cool Mo D. What's up, Mr. Mo?
I'm cooler. Everything is good. Everything is good.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, man. I mean, in the beginning, it was just about me, having fun, trying to rhyme, getting paid. And then we had a little transformation. We got into the higher consciousness, elevated consciousness, thinking socially more than just economically. And now I'm kind of merging the two and as coming in as an elder statesman in the studio, doing a new album, working on a new TV show called Behind the Rhyme, kind of setting the record straight on all of the misrepresentation of hip-hop and just breaking down through interviews with some of the icons in the industry. We got to do everybody from Snoop to Nas and go back to the Dougie Freshers and Canes and just give everybody a different take on what's actually been happening, what hip-hop has really, really been about, the in-depth interviews that you very rarely get. We're not going to play to the social lowest common denominator. We're just going to give insight because I think at this stage, especially for the next generation coming up, they need some kind of inspiration, not just preachy guidance, but inspiration that is tangible and based on what they actually can see. Because it's very, very easy to tell somebody something as opposed to actually, we can show you better than we can tell you.
In other words, you're keeping it real.
Very, very. We're keeping it more than real. I'm keeping it raw.
You're going to tell it like a T.I. is. And, you know, back in the day when you had a battle with another MC, you got on the mic and you spit your lyrics. Nowadays, these young cats, they don't know what the heck is going on.
Well, the problem is you have a world of hip-hop now that has been infused with what I call the hustler mentality, because the guys that are in the industry that didn't start off to try to be MCs or be rappers, they basically were coming at it from making money as opposed to coming at it from being an MC that could make money. So, you know, it's a combination of what I call the sign of the time. Corporate America does what it does. Business takes over. And once business takes over, watch out for the personal.
When you came out and spit in the rhymes, you was talking about some social issues, things that were going on back in the day. And they don't do that anymore. It's just like you say, it's about me, what I can get and what bling I can wear.
Well, because we, again, unfortunately, we live in an environment where the way capitalism is set up, that the infrastructure is just built to create financial pressure and financial pressure to create financial stress. So the average person is literally living check to check, whether we realize it or not. That is what 90% of us are doing. We're living check to check. And when you really break that down and you put that in the hip-hop context and you add youth, you add poverty, you add the trauma from the poverty being expressed by youth, you just have a situation where their only focus more times than not has to be, I won't say has to be, but turns out to be the financial end, because literally people they underestimate how traumatic poverty has been for many of us.
So the series airs tonight. Are you hyped about the show?
I always want to say more and have more to say. I know it's whatever. It definitely was a nightmare to edit. I know I spoke for 4 hours myself and some of my other peers, Melly Mel, Dougie Fresh, and Quincy Jones. People spoke for hours, and to try to edit that into a 44-minute show had to be, I mean, mind-boggling. With that said, though, it was a little frustrating just to see how much we talked about and how much couldn't be in the show. So, you know, I have that double-edged sword. I'm very, very appreciative of the opportunity, but I just didn't feel like an opportunity was maximized, because even the stuff that we just talked about, things like that I absolutely talked about, and I thought it would be very, very important and very beneficial if not only the elders who don't know and don't believe and don't understand hip-hop, but for the younger guys coming up, to be able to see and hear that you know, you can go to school, graduate, have a college degree, and still have a successful, prominent rap career. It's just something that we don't get to see and we don't get to talk about. And I thought that this would have been a great opportunity to expose something like that through my own lifestyle.
Well, you know what? All the stuff that they hit the floor, the editing floor, they need to probably take that and make a documentary. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Sure would love it.
All right. I mean, seriously. Because, I mean, I know you got a story to tell and you've got so many things going on with you, and it has to be told. And you can only do it in 45 minutes.
Right. Well, that's what Behind the Rhyme is about. We're going to go into depth, go into layers, and then we're going to extend that not only from the TV show and the interview portion. We're also going to have an online component, and what I'm going to also set up is a lecture circuit, a lecture series, where we actually can go into colleges and high schools and kind of give this information to the next generation so that they can have a different insight to what they're actually getting into and what the potential can be for what they're doing.
You know, I'm not going to call you Mr. Mo. I'm going to call you Professor Mo now. Seriously, because you're definitely going to educate these young rappers about what it is and what it should be and what it has been.
That's part of the opportunity. I say the greatest opportunity as an elder in the equation now is I can represent your past and your future simultaneously in your present.
And it's all up to...
I can tell you where it came from.
Right.
I can show you where you're going, and I can tell you all of that right now because I'm here for you.
All right. Well, Mr. Mo, Professor Mo, now, you had a feud with LL Cool J. What was that all about?
The other thing about that, and this is another thing that kind of drove me a little crazy about the Unsung episode, it just touched on it lightly and made it more like just an ego thing about who thought they were better, and, like, that wasn't the depth of the battle. At least from my perspective, I was coming from, it's very, very dangerous when you have millions of young African-American boys especially watching you, idolizing you, and wanting to be you. Because, you know, they always say that the formula for success is if women want to sleep with you and boys want to be you, then you got it. And LL definitely had that. And I just thought that I knew he was younger, but he made references on his record, especially the record I'm Bad. He said, I'm only 18, making more than your pops. On the album, you know, on whatever the album was, the Bad album, I should say. And then there was also a reference, you're just a worker, and you're just a worker boy pushing a broom. Your boss is my man, basically making reference to hustlers being cool. And I just thought that based on where we are now, and kind of like that was a harbinger of where we were getting ready to go into, where you're making the drug dealer cool, and you're saying that you're more than some boy's father because you make more money than him. I just thought that those are the wrong signals to send. And if you're going to send that signal, there's no way you can back that with saying you're the best. Your content has to be higher. And that was at the crux of the battle for me.
This is deep. Oh, this is real deep. You need to make that documentary. I'm serious. You really do.
I said that, and it's not in the show, drives me absolutely crazy.
The hip-hop Bible, there's a God on the mic. Not only are you the rapper, the MC, you've written a book.
Yes. Well, I think, again, part of one of my access to grind with the industry is we just always do it very topical and very surface. We don't ever go into depth. And I said, you know, at the end of the book, which people don't even realize, I said there can be no greatest because it's just like anything else. We all have strengths and weaknesses. And there's certain things that I do better than Jay-Z, and there's certain things that Jay-Z will always do better than me. And there's certain things that, you know, Nas does better than Rakim, and certain things that Rakim will do better than Nas, and so on and so forth. So my thing was to put it in a context where you could kind of, instead of just having the emotional argument, like, let me give you some logistics that you can break down in some tangibles. You know, you can go like baseball. I like the Yankees, Mets, Yankees, Mets, Yankees, Mets. Well, wait a minute. Let's do batting average. Let's do home runs. Let's do slugging percentage. Let's do this. Oh, okay. Now you can put it in a context and say, well, this is why I think this person is better based on these strengths and weaknesses and scoring it. So the whole purpose of the book was not only to do that, but also to kind of give a lot of homage to the guys that put the work in, because if you read the content before you got to the scoring, you would see that everything was about how great they were. That's why I called it the greatest.
All right. Cool Mo D. If you just tune in, I'm talking with Professor Mo, Mr. Mo, Cool Mo D. He's on TV One's Unsung tonight at 9 o'clock on Time Warner Cable Channel 330. How can our listeners get up with you?
And on my birthday in August, August 8th, I will finally be joining the Twitter world. Right now I'm just on Facebook, and I'll be doing an overhaul / upgrade for the new album coming and for the new TV show. So there'll be a website, there'll be Twitter, the whole nine, all of that's coming in August. Right now I'm just old school style, regular Facebook page. You can hit me up on that for now. But in less than a month, I will actually have all of the new catch up, keep up KMD set.
All righty. Well, you know, when you can put on a Cool Mo D song, you can do back in the 80s, do the WAP and all those dances back in the day when you had that groove going. You knew it was a Cool Mo D groove. Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And like I say, I'm going to put that picture up on our Facebook page, on your Facebook page as well. I'll tag you on that one and check it out. You got on your red and white suit. You got on your hat. You got your signature sunglasses. And I'm standing there trying to be a little cute, too. So anyway.
I'm sure. What was that? That's probably 91. So I'm sure I was probably having other motives. I'm not even going to say nothing right now.
You're so silly. All right. Godspeed to you and good luck with you. And, hey, I can't wait to see your documentary, hint, hint, that you're going to do. Seriously, this the story needs to be told. I'll be a co-producer or something, you know?
I have no problem with that. Sounds good.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.